It's 3 minutes past 9 o'clock on a cold but sunny day. Jane Bartho is with us now. It's time for Chamber Chat. Jeff sitting in for Rich Larson. Jane, does Rich have an open for this? He usually doesn't open for this. I'm kind of the substitute teacher today. I do want you.
I sound like Dolly Parton. Working 9 to 5.
That's good enough.
Make a living. That's usually the intro. He and Lisa came up with that a year or so ago. So it's perfect.
Wow, boy. Well, we've seen a lot of you lately. That is just such a joy. I'm so happy for that, and that's because of the first annual community market fair. It's been around for a long time under different names, but I like the name community market fair. That fits.
Well, I still call it the Home and Garden Show, mm-hmm. too. I think a lot of people do, but it'll get there because it was more than a Home and Garden Show this year.
You guys really outdid yourself, and the response from the public was huge. I don't know what the final numbers were, but boy, that was like the busiest I can ever remember it.
So we had a National Honor Society, a couple of kids there, mm-hmm. greeting people and counting people. And they did a fabulous job. The counts were about 1,300, and that did not include the vendors that came before 9 o'clock. So, and the vendors shop too. So I like to count the vendors. So somewhere between 1,300 and 1,500 is what was at the show.
Ah, boy, you know, the weather turned out to be fairly perfect. You know, we had a little bit of drizzle earlier on, but that probably gets people from going out into the yards and start doing some of that spring cleanup stuff and puts them straight to the Dundas Dome. They had it straight there.
I think they got a little teaser the day the day before. They could get out in the garden, do some, you know, eyeing it up, do a little bit of weeding or raking, and then come and talk to the experts in the drizzle on Saturday. Yeah.
Perfect. Oh. It was well scripted. Well done.
Thanks, Mother Nature.
All right. And you have, so many of the vendors that are there are giving away things, and a lot of them with there for to answer questions and give advice and such. We gave away a number of tickets to see the Twins and the St. Paul Saints, and you've got a whole list of things that the Chamber is giving away.
Yeah, we had about 25 items, I think, generously donated by all sorts of vendors and businesses. And how much time do you have?
Would you like to go through the winners?
Sure. Got a couple of minutes. Drum roll. Mm-hmm. I can. Did you go from the top to the bottom?
Sure.
I might have two more that you did not have. So there's still a little chance if you didn't win yet. So Flaherty's donated a $50 gift card to Kim Povier. How did you say that?
I'm not even going to tell you.
It looked like...
I apologize to Kim afterwards.
Okay. Sorry. Same. P-O-I-R-I-E-R or P-O-I-V. I have her phone number, so we'll get a hold of Kim. Lois Tuma won the Paisley Garden gift certificate. Leslie Reynolds won $50 to Sweet Needs Bakery in Farmington or Cannon Falls. Mm-hmm. Brad Bozer, $100 to Quick Trip. I was hoping I'd get that.
They gave away a few.
There were five. They were very generous. Allie Regan, $25 to Riverside Bar and Kitchen, which is the restaurant inside Fairfield Inn. Mm-hmm. Wendy Bolton also won a $25 to Riverside. And Emma Groth. Autumn Maston won the one-hour Reiki session with Awakened Healing. Again, I wish I would have had that.
They're all good prizes.
Andy Burkhart, Good Times at the Gardens of Castle Rock. It's like admission for two. They have their summer series. It's a really beautiful place to
it really
sit
is.
And enjoy.
Yeah, I just love the gardens.
Uh-huh. Another Quick Trip gift card to Jake Gleason, a gift certificate from the ground up to Paul Meyer. Home radon measurement test or assessment, I guess, went to Alba Laguna. Another Quick Trip card for $100 to Mike Reinsback.
I'm going to go with Rainsback.
Rainsback.
Mm-hmm.
Another one to Sherry Ernst. Congratulations, Sherry. Rita Wadham Camper. Also won a gift card to Quick Trip. Connect's gift card went to Jeff Golke. K Ness Creations. She makes those boomerang bags, the handmade cloth bags.
Yeah, Kathy Ness.
Yep. There's a big one and a few more inside. So that was a really great homemade gift for Ethan Riley. Cannon River Acupuncture, a 3-pack of treatment. And there was also some tea in there and a tea maker brewer in there. So it's quite the nice little gift pack. One went to Allie Feldman and one went to Jackie Groth.
Good stuff. All right.
Norwex had some fabulous microfiber cloths. Those are usable over and over and over. To Shirley Drentla. Fate Furnishings was a donated gift card from Country Cabinets, which is one of our sponsors, and she donated $50 from Fate Furnishings to Heather Stanton. And Joe Mama Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings to Barb Starch. Then the other one that I didn't put on your list.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cute little canvas, looked like a canvas tent, kind of a 6-sided tent for children to play in. That went to Christina Riley, and Millersburg Construction gave away that bike.
Oh, sure.
I saw it driving around, and I don't know if it was electric or if it was just like a fat tire bike.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool bike.
Congratulations mm-hmm. to Alistair Graves.
All right. They once again, the Home and Garden Show or the Community Market Fair was a big success. So thank you so much for all the hard work that you and everybody at the office down there put in.
It was a lot. I love doing stuff like that. It gets crazy, but I love it.
And you had mentioned, go ahead.
I got one more gift.
Oh, do you?
I don't know if you have one of these. I did not draw your name for anything at the Home and Garden Show, but I have one of these gorgeous commemorative ornaments the Historical Society is selling. This one is from the Quarterback Club. It was their newest ornament, so I brought Jeff.
Oh, and that's for me?
Yeah, yep. So winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right, Quarterback Club.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to eat lunch today at the Quarterback Club. That was already part of my plans. So
well, it was meant to be.
Cool stuff. So, all right, wonderful. Thank you.
They're pretty cool. So.
All right. So now you mentioned sponsors. You brought in, well, what are your sponsors with you today?
I sure did. Hometown Credit Union has been a very loyal sponsor, not just of chamber events, but all sorts of events throughout the community since they came to town. And Sandra Bornhauser is with me today.
Hello.
Yeah, Sandra, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
And did you were you at the Home and Garden Fair personally?
Yes, okay. Yes. We had a booth, and there were four of us from our branches that came and kind of spent the day there. And you know, as Jane said, it's a nice way to kind of interact with all of the community. You know, it's a wide variety of people that come, and it's fun to kind of see even the vendors that are there, and just enjoy a Saturday with the Northfield community.
And that's my favorite part of the Community Market Fair, is that you can just wander around and talk to people. You see people you haven't talked to in a while, and or you haven't seen or don't have an opportunity to get together with. It seems like they're all there, and you run into so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do? Jay, I'm going to have you lead the conversation a little bit now.
Fabulous.
All right.
Fabulous. So, Sandra, Jeff, you can go take a break if you want. We got this.
I'll hang out if I have to push a button.
Perfect. So, that sounds good. There. So tell us a little bit about the services that Hometown offers the community. Let's start there.
Yeah. So Hometown has been, you know, around for a long time. 1974, we started in Owatonna, and have kind of since expanded and grown our membership to include Faribault, Northfield, and just recently a wide variety of southern Minnesota can be members and join the credit union. And, you know, our services, while you think of all banks and credit unions of kind of having the same services, you know, we offer everything that a big name bank can offer. And we do that with the politeness and community focus of a credit union that is not for profit. So everything from checking accounts, savings, credit cards, debit cards, HSA accounts, any sort of loan that you're looking for, we have that. And we have the ability to remember your name when you come into the branch and kind of have that home feel, for lack of a better word, I guess.
Well, then it's appropriately named. Yes. Hometown. When the last time I was in there, well, I've been in there quite a bit, actually. My son just got a car, his first car, his first,
yay,
well, besides a student loan, his first real adult loan. And it was great because I had never bought a car. And one of the employees was just, he walked us both through it. My son actually learned a lot more than I did about the loan. What, and it was kind of like it was customized for him. You know, right, his age, mm-hmm, his young male, you know, that's always a little risky right there. But it was very comfortable, and we both learned a lot, and it's going great.
And I think, you know, so that's another area that Hometown likes to focus on, is that education, because growing up, a lot of people don't get introduced to that financial education, whether it be in school or you know, from your parents. It's not something that's always readily available. So Hometown really likes to focus on that free financial education, whether that be just somebody that comes into the branch and has, mm-hmm, questions, or whether we're sharing it with classrooms or other organizations in the community, just trying to bring that awareness that it's an important topic and a lot of people don't know about it enough. You know, you feel lost when you go in and try and get an auto loan, and you don't want to screw up. You know, you want to make the right decisions for yourself.
We felt, too, like there were different choices, and we kind of have, I'm sure I had that deer in the headlight look, and he goes, this is probably the one you want, you know, and I trusted him to make that for us, and
right,
it's been great. Do you guys do education at the high school here in Northfield?
Yes, so we have, I think, worked with the senior class there on a few different projects and presentations, and Kurt Halverson is our financial coordinator, who, you know, gets to share that knowledge and just kind of see it kind of click in their eyes when they figure out budgeting or credit cards or any sort of topic that might be important in the next few years of their life.
So how old do you think a young adult or teen should be when they get their first credit card?
Yeah, I would say when you kind of have that first job and you have an income where maybe there's funds that could be available to pay that, that would probably be the best time, because otherwise, who's paying for that credit card?
Maybe start them off with a debit card.
Right, there.
Which has a definite amount, a defined amount of money.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, I was told to get to start my kids with a credit card that automatically deducts and pays itself in full at the end of every month,
yeah,
or at the end of its due date.
Auto-pay,
so that,
yeah.
Yep, so they'll get a good credit score or start one. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, I didn't have a credit card until college probably. And, you know, then when, mm-hmm, that first loan comes around, whether it's a home loan or an auto loan, you know, there's maybe some rates that could have been better had I had a little bit more credit history. So I think that, again, once that first job or probably at an age where you feel like there's maybe a little bit of responsibility that has kind of arrived, and mm-hmm, you can kind of trust them to make good judgments with it. But so it is helpful for that credit history.
It's less of an age thing and more of a maturity thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you my first credit card. How about you, Jeff?
Early 20s. Yeah. I think back then it was an American Express card.
Okay.
I was surprised they sent me one. They did. For our listeners out there, you're listening to a Chamber Chat. We do this once a month. Jane Barthow, the Chamber President, is with us, and we're talking with Zandra Bornhauser, who is with Hometown Credit Union. Okay, now we can resume our talk.
Well, thank you. From community, we were at the Dome this past weekend, and I know you guys are a supporter of the Dome. You've got a beautiful banner hanging in there.
Yes.
And for the past quite a few summers, we're going to talk a little bit about those movies.
Yeah.
So we always look forward to that. The Wednesday morning movies at the theater have been free to the public for the past few summers, at least. Do you know how far back those even go?
For sure, three summers we've been doing it. And, you know, it's, again, one part of my job that I really enjoy is getting to share and sponsor and donate to, you know, community events or initiatives or put on things that, you know, are for the community. So getting to work with the Cannon Valley Theater and provide free movies, something for kids to do and with their parents on a Wednesday, and just something different. You know, a lot of times I think parents are like, well, what do we do? My kid's bored, or, you know, just a change of scenery. So we value being able to kind of share that with the Northfield community and are hoping to kind of continue that this summer as well.
Well, so we'll keep our ears open for that, too. I remember bringing my kids to those free movies. Mm-hmm. One year we went because of the air conditioning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we had a little trouble at our own home, and so we were looking for places just to cool down. Mm-hmm. Lakeville had them years ago when my kids were little, so it's nice to have one so local, close by here.
Yes.
Open Dome nights, too. You guys have done a couple or sponsored some of those.
Yep. So we've done some events at the Dome. We've also, you know, done some free ice cream nights where we've, you know, sponsored some ice cream cones at local establishments in our communities.
Well, tell me more about that. I must have missed that.
Last summer, maybe it was the summer before, it was Hometown Cone Night. So we were able to give away cones and, you know, again, being not for profit, we're able to have the desire and the ability to kind of share what we make, you know, back into the community. And that's what makes a credit union so special, just kind of being able to have that, again, local feel. We're able to know your name or just kind of feel a little bit more like a partner in the financial business, I guess.
Last year at the Dome, at the community market fair / Home and Garden Show, Kurt came on and did one of the speaking events, Kurt Halverson. And we had to get one of those big old shepherd hooks and actually pull them up. There were so many people asking so many questions, and he had an answer for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, it was really a perfect opportunity to do that individual Q&A. And
Zandra had mentioned that Kurt going into schools to help kids understand that. He's the perfect person to have do that. He explains it so well, you know, and when you get done, you think, mm-hmm, wow, I just learned something.
Or you think, I can do that. Yeah. you feel a little like you have a little power, yeah.
The expert, exactly.
Just a shout out to good. Kurt. Great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was very impressive. And just, he's so agreeable.
Yes. You know,
say we could ask him to come and provide anything for, maybe he can do a lunch and learn for our members.
There you go, yeah.
Get him to come in and do that, because I have a lot of financial questions myself. But so how long have you been working? You're kind of the PR, the marketing for Hometown. How long have you been doing that?
Yeah, so I have been with Hometown for 3 years now. And really anything that touches the brand is on me. So it's really fun. There's a wide variety of stuff that I get to do. And again, the community piece, or being able to just have relationships with, you know, so many chambers and other organizations, again, the not-for-profits that we work with or donate to, just all that networking. It's really a fun position to be in, because it's about more than just banking. You know, that's just part of what we do, and I get to share more of that.
And that's what I get to do, too, is to help the community hear how embedded and engaged and committed you guys are. I almost forgot Winter Walk. Mm-hmm. Xandra was out there in the cold, cold, decorating that beautiful tree on Bridge Square.
Yes.
And yeah, it's all their hometown colors. That, is it fuchsia? You call that fuchsia and purple?
And, yeah, and
she's
blue.
She's wearing and... kind of a lavender today, and I'm thinking she's kind of wearing her brand.
Yes. So,
good for you, walking the talk.
Yes. No, we, that's another part of it that is fun. Our brand is very bright and vibrant and
right.
Stands out. So it makes it fun creating, whether it's a Christmas tree or just our, you know, signage in a branch or on a billboard or something like that. But yes, our brand is very fun.
Did you help design the building even? I mean, the building is your brand.
Yes, and I did not, but it's been fun to kind of see that building come to life, and even the inside, it's very hometown-esque.
Yes.
And very cool, yeah. Too. I just like that building.
Those light fixtures inside.
Yeah.
If you haven't been in, just go in, even inside, look around. And
we have a nice word wall, as we call it, but it has all of our core values kind of on painted or displayed on our wall. And it's a pretty fun piece of art, I guess you'd call it.
What's the first word I might see if I look at that?
Community.
Oh, there you go. That makes total sense.
Member advocacy. You know, so obviously, again, as a credit union, you're putting your members first, and they're the ones that we're looking out for.
I like that. I need a word wall. What would your word wall, what words, Jeff, would your word wall include?
Duh. That's D-U-H. So I have no idea. I haven't thought about a word wall.
I haven't either.
I would have Rich do it. He's good with words.
Well, yours would also be community.
Sure.
Education, information.
Yeah, we'd have all those things.
Never at a loss for words. That's what else I could say.
And there was silence.
No. I'm not sure what my word wall would be, but probably relationships would probably be my first. I like connecting people. And like I said, my motto, I don't have to know anything, but I need to know somebody who knows what you need.
Right.
So that's
You're
what I do.
You're pretty good at that, too. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Those connections.
So like I said, I don't need to know anything. I just need to know somebody who knows something.
Yeah.
So that works out well. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you'd like to touch on with regards to community, your services?
No, I mean, I think obviously just the awareness of knowing that there is an opportunity outside of a big name bank here in Northfield. And it's, again, a place where you can feel comfortable coming to ask questions, or if you're clueless about something, you know, you don't have to feel bad about it. We're teachers, you know, more than just a bank. And, you know, we obviously are competitive with our rates and services. So it's just a safe place to, you know, feel comfortable doing your financial business.
Well, we had, we started with one loan officer. Is that what we call the loan officer that helped my son? And Eric popped in out of the blue to ask a question or something. And his particular loan officer wasn't there. So we got somebody else who picked up right where that first one had left off. I mean, it's kind of like they were small enough that they all knew about Eric and what he needed. And just, it wasn't like starting over. So that was, again, like you said, comfortable. And we felt good walking in, and anybody could help us with what we needed.
So. All right. Yeah, well, while we have you here, Jane, I want to talk about a couple of things. Tomorrow's Third Thursday, downtown Northfield, so you can look forward to that. When do you have the date off the top of your head for Girls' Night Out?
May 12th.
May 12th.
I do. May 12th, it's a Friday downtown. It is... Next year's going to be big. This year's going to be fun. We're going to have the passport again like we have in the past. Mm-hmm. And we are going to hide... Have you read the book or seen the movie Hidden Figures?
No.
It's the women behind all the math at NASA.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. So we're going to
have... I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with it. I saw a promo or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating. I've seen the movie a couple times. But we're going to have Hidden Figures in the sponsor stores. And that'll be part of the passport game. So it's going to be powerful women. We're not going to hire them and bring them in here, but we're going to have pictures of powerful women inside the sponsor stores just to, you know, motivate women to take charge, know that we're powerful, and men are invited to shop too, but it's all about the girls' night out that night. So
that should be a lot of fun. We'll have you on to talk more about that as the event gets closer.
I would love that.
Anything else, Jane?
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to the Community Market Fair. Helping, supporting, sponsoring, purchasing, cleaning, lifting chairs. Just the National Honor Society kids really stepped up. We could not have stuffed 700 bags without them, nor just getting it all rolling. It was a huge undertaking, and the community and the volunteers really stepped up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Jane. And Zandra, thank you so much for not only coming in today, which we really appreciate, but all the things that Hometown does for the community. It's doing good work, and you're a welcome addition to Northfield.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, thanks for the time again, Jeff.
And that is it for Chamber Chat. So once again, Jane Bartho is going to sing us out into our... Maybe not.
You're getting me mixed up with... I wouldn't want to put Dolly out of business.
Well, thanks again, ladies, for coming in. You're listening to 95.1 The One. Here's John Lennon.
All right, boys.